It's 4 minutes to eight on breakfast. Time to check the sports news with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick joins us for the latest sports news. More Wallaby woes.
Oh, yes, Fran. Look, it just goes on. Already with a big hole in the pack because of injuries to David Pocock and Kane Douglas. And now the news that centre Pat McCabe is also injured. Australia is also going to be without lock Rob Simmons for this weekend's game against England at Twickers and a few more games beyond that. That's because he's been suspended for 8 matches for his dangerous tackle in the game against France last weekend. Even more than Southern Hemisphere ones, Rugby Union's Northern Hemisphere judiciaries just don't like the rough stuff. And it would have been 14 matches if not for a previous good record. Now, Simmons can appeal against the suspension, but it's unlikely he'll find much more sympathy in that tribunal there. But good, there is sympathy in the strangest of places for Australian rugby at the moment. If you didn't get a chance to read the wonderful piece by a caring, sharing New Zealand correspondent about the death of Australian rugby in the Fairfax media yesterday, do yourself a favour and read it online now. When New Zealand rugby folk not only start to feel sorry for their Australian counterparts, but lay the blame at one of their own, a bloke by the name of Robbie Deans, you know things are crook this side of the ditch. In soccer, the World Gameroos will be feeling in the rudest of health this morning after beating South Korea 2-1 overnight over there, first time in 40 years over there, in fact. Down 1-0 early on, this hastily assembled Australian squad managed to get back on level terms just before half-time via Nikita Rukavica's first international goal. And just before full-time, Robbie Cornthwaite pushed a loose ball over the line, his first international goal too. The performance of the Babies was all heartening stuff for the Australian coach Holger Osiek as he attempts 2 international goals, rebuilding the Australian side while at the same time making sure the World Gameroos qualify for the next World Cup in Brazil. In rugby league, news this morning that Benji Marshall, the champion New Zealand and West Tigers playmaker, is about to seek a release from his club contract so he can go and make more money playing rugby union in Japan. And therein lies one heck of a rub. Once upon a time, rugby union was the amateur game, and once you crossed the Rubicon to league for cash, there was no going back. Now it's a revolving door with the likes of Sonny Bill Williams, Matt Rogers, Lottie Takiri, Carmichael Hunt, and possibly even now Israel Folau swapping codes. And I know when you speak to him after the news, friend, and David Gallup will want to talk about his new role in Australian soccer, but his learned view on just how long we will have 2 distinct rugby codes might be worth hearing too. In cricket, we have 2 delicately poised Sheffield Shield matches on the go at the moment in Perth. The South Australians need 2 things, another 323 runs for outright points and a huge innings from Phil Hughes. He's 17 not out at the moment. At the SCG, the Vics need another 116 runs with 5 wickets in hand to secure first innings points against New South Wales. Now, Chris Rogers, not out 84, is the important man for Victoria, while Mitchell Starc will be looked at hard by the New South Wales supporters, if only because the Blues want him in the Australian side for the second test. He's already got 1 wicket, D. Hussey bowled. Queensland beat Tasmania in the odd game in Hobart last night, and Justin Langer, the former Australian opener, has told his new charges in Western Australia that whether they like it or not, the perception is they're on drugs and booze and playing bad cricket, and the new coach is going to change both the perception and the reality quick smart. And in Australian football, Adelaide may not be getting a high draft pick until the 22nd century. After more revelations about the various illegal arrangements to keep Kurt Tippett at the club, the books were not so much cooked as baked. He was appearing in some television advertisements for a bakery. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.